Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the National All VR call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If you'd like to ask a question during the presentation, please use the chat feature located in the lower left corner of your screen. If you need to reach an operator at any time, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Nate Arnold. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, operator, and good afternoon, and thank you to everybody on the line. It's a warm day here. I assume it is most places that you'd be calling in from. So it's a good day to be in and hear about all things VR, right? With me today here in Baltimore, I have Deputy Associate Commissioner Rob Paff, a couple of my analysts, Tina Briggs-Hoyle and Andrew Watson. Rob, do you want to say a quick hello?
Just want to say good afternoon to everybody, and thanks for all of your efforts and assistance with us and being valuable partners.
Thanks, Rob. And we appreciate you being here, and of course indicates the interest in the VR workload at this point. I'm going to start out by going through the cost reimbursement update. June was actually a pretty good month for us here in terms of numbers. We paid out about a little over $18 million last month, which was the second biggest month in history in terms of dollars. I think we had one about a year ago that was slightly bigger, but that's a lot of money that went out of here. The staff worked very hard, and as a result, we did make some inroads in reducing the both the age and the size of the pending workload. Got the pending down by about 600, which was significant considering the number of receipts that continue to come in. In terms of the status of the workload, just so everybody knows what we're working on and what you should be kind of expecting, we pretty much have finished working all of the December cases. There are probably a few that are still on technicians' desks that I'm not aware of. But the drawer, if you can picture, this is real-time, hard copy stuff. The drawer that housed all the December claims is now empty. They have started on January. Before the month of June ended, we were able to input everything that we had physically in our hands at that point. So if it was here by the end of June, it was input and would be reflected in the receipts and everything that you see on the reports that that you just received probably. So in terms of being able for you to know and reconcile lists and things like that, if you have cases that you sent in here, you know, either December or earlier, and you haven't heard anything on them, then you would be justified in sending us an inquiry to say where it is, and we will track it down and either work it or ask you to send us another copy, because they do actually disappear. I'm not sure where they go. We've never seen any elves working in the building at night, but somehow there are a fair number of them that actually seem to disappear. And the only way sometimes to reconcile your records with ours are for us to send you a list of what we got, you figure out what, you know, is not accounted for, and then we can always redevelop the different ones, and that gets it up to shape. And again, in terms of receipts, as long as it came in by, I would say, if you mailed it by like June the 22nd or 23rd, then we got it, input it, and it would be reflected in those totals that are on the reports. That's pretty much it for cost reimbursement. If you have questions, I'll be glad to take them as part of the general Q&A session we're going to have at the end of this. Right now, I'm going to ask Katie Strivinger of our staff to give another update on the changes to the secure provider portal. Katie.
Thank you, Nate. Good afternoon, everybody. We wanted to give you a little more information on the new EIN portal that is coming in January. And I just wanted to reiterate that the current portal doesn't connect to any SSA system, but relies on file transfers from Ada Maximus for bulk processing and the nightly batch process to transfer the data between SSA and Maximus's system. The new portal that's coming in January will connect to the same SSA system that we use to process EIN contracts, ticket assignments, and payments, allowing you to process portal transactions in real time. Today, I want to focus on how you're going to send your ticket on assignments, case openings and closures, and ticket assignability files to SSA. Once again, keep in mind, this is going to be in real time. First off, we will no longer be using MOVEit. You're going to need to log into the portal to upload files. But good news is you're going to be able to keep the same file format. There are going to be no changes to the files you send us. You're going to have to log into the portal to see the results of your files. But the good news about that is since the new portal is going to connect directly to SSA system, you could possibly get the results from your files, depending on, you know, how big your file is, how many records you send us. We are estimating it could be as little as a minute. You could send us your assignability request, and a minute later, there's the result for you to look at. And you can upload as many files as you want, as often as you want. You can upload files 7 days a week. So hopefully, you know, getting away from MOVEit, we'll be able to give you some advantages with the new portal. You know, I know you're going to have to log in, and that's going to be something different for you, but I feel like the benefits we're trying to give you are going to help ease that process until we can get to something, some kind of system that will let you do file transfers, which we're hoping to do in the future, but we can't promise right now. And I also want to reiterate that there are going to be new security requirements for the portal. As we mentioned before, you're going to need to register for a MySSA.gov account. And you're going to have a secure internet browser. We're going to have a test page for you to go to make sure that you have a browser that's going to work with our security. And we're going to be sending you a blast about that soon, asking you to try the test page and let us know if it works. And just to go over again, you should have this in notes from the last call. The versions of browsers that meet our standards are Firefox, Chrome, Microsoft Internet Explorer 8 or later, and something as if you use Windows XP, you have to use Chrome or Firefox. So once again, we do have that in writing. We've sent it out the last notes about the browsers. We're going to send you another blast asking you about the browser and giving you a test page. So hopefully we're going to keep giving you information to keep us moving along so that everything works correctly in January. And I will give it back to Nate.
Thank you, Katie. The next item on the agenda, when I did the introductions, you probably noticed that I didn't introduce Desiree Fitzgerald. She was originally planning to cover that item, and she can't be here due to another conflict this afternoon, but I'm going to take a stab at what I think it was about. You may all be aware that earlier this past fiscal year, SSA had announced that they were going to stop providing agencies with benefit verifications, and then ultimately when we got some budget relief that, among other things, has enabled us to pick up a couple additional people on the VR team, they restored that workload to field offices and whatnot, and they have been doing it and will continue to do it, my understanding is, through the end of this fiscal year. At this point, the plan is for it to again be discontinued in FY15. Obviously, that's subject to change, but it's going to go away at some point in the near future anyway. I think the guiding philosophy should be beneficiaries need to be helped, if necessary, or instructed on how to go to the SSA.gov webpage and set up their own MySSA account, and then they can request their own benefit verifications and everything whenever they need them. So I'm pretty sure that that was the message that Des was going to disseminate today. If it's not, or if you have questions, then we'll try and get clarification on that for you at that point. Let's see. Looking at the revised agenda, I want to mention that the VREN quarterly conference call, the next one, is scheduled for Tuesday, July the 22nd at 3 o'clock. If you have any agenda items, just submit them to Awesome. I think they go to attention of Michelle LeJour ahead of time, and we'll be sure that they get presented and covered. I also want to, you know, we're now doing like advanced marketing. I want to recommend that everybody attend the call, the VR call next month. I understand that Virginia VUR is going to do a Partnership Plus presentation. They have one of the outstanding models in the country, and I think they and a number of their ENs that are participating will be on there as a panel discussion. So I know you'll look forward to that. And I think that actually covers all the updates that were on there, so we have plenty of time for questions and answers. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you'd like to withdraw from your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. You may also ask your question using the chat feature located in the lower left corner of your screen. One moment, please, for the first question. And once again, as a reminder, for any questions, you may press the 1-4 on your telephone.
Hi, Nate. This is Michelle Azure from Awesome. We do have one question on the chat line, and Gregory Bell is going to read that out loud.
Yes, okay. Someone just wanted to know, could they fax a old list of claims? They have several claims that are old going back to 2011.
Absolutely. Hopefully they all already know the fax number. I don't have it with me at this point, but if not, they can either contact me or the VR help desk, and we'll give you the best fax number to submit claims. Yeah, if you know any VR, if you know that their claims are ones that are that we don't have a record of for whatever reason, feel free to fax an additional copy to us.
Do you have any other questions, Gregory?
Okay.
Thank you.
And we do have a question from the phone lines. It's coming from Donna Osborne. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Donna. I was wondering, in regards to the benefit verifications, are the benefits planning queries still going to be provided by the offices?
Yeah, Donna, the BPQY process is not being affected by that. This is strictly third-party verifications, as far as I know.
Okay. I also have a concern in that when I'm processing claims to make sure that the case has been, it's legitimately had benefits, I am requesting the third-party queries myself and don't have access to consumer to get those benefit verifications. Is that something that's going to go away?
Donna, is there a reason you don't have access to, like, SDX data or something like that?
We're in the process of trying to get that set up, but it takes a while.
Yeah, I mean, that really is obviously the way to go so that you're not dependent upon somebody else doing stuff for you. I would say just stand by. If we get to the point where that's the only way, that you would be able to operate to do that, we'll have to talk about it and see what we can work out.
Thank you.
And I'm showing no further questions at this time.
I'd like to take that as an indication that everything I threw out was both pleasant and very clear and concise. But I know we all also have a lot of other things to do. So thank you for dialing in. Like I say, next month's call should be very interesting, and I hope we'll all get a chance to talk then.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you once again for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.